they seem like back and forth. And at the end, it got a little chippy. Swearinger was saying it was a good chippy. What did you take away from that?
It was competition. I don't really even know what you're talking about. I really don't. It was just a lot of good competition, and I felt like it helped our team a lot. And I'm not speaking for the Broncos, but I know that competition helps everybody, so it was good.
What happened to Clowney?
I don't know yet, John. Yeah, I'm not sure. I was in the middle of practice, so we'll find out here.
How was he doing before he went out?
He was, you know, just, again, I thought we were playing aggressively, and I thought he was a part of that. You know, he was playing aggressively. I thought yesterday's practice, the defense had some good moments, and looked like today was more of the same.
Coach Myers, Chris had a second day off today. Was it another
Who's
day?
That?
Chris Myers. Was he hurt again?
Yeah, you know, here's a guy that's played a lot of football in this league, and we're making sure that he's ready to go on September 7th.
Is he hurt? Bill?
No.
Bill, I don't know if you've already been asked. I just walked up. Can you tell me what's going on with Jadeveon?
No.
Can you describe what you saw when things got a little chippy out there?
Yeah, again, I'm not sure what you saw, but what I saw was good competition, good two-minute drill, and everything went according to plan.
How did you see Fitzpatrick and the offense running today? It seemed like the execution was there in some really short passes.
It was better. It was better, Brian. Again, I don't think it's where it needs to be yet, but it's you have to give these guys a lot of credit on both sides of the ball and on special teams, because I believe they're coming out here every day, whether it's in Houston or here in Denver or, you know, when we were going against Atlanta, and they're really working hard to get better every day, which is a good thing.
With the refs out here and they're throwing the flags in the secondary, what kind of advantage is that giving you guys? I know DJ and a couple guys said they get a chance to talk to the refs quite a bit and figure out what they're doing.
Well, I think that's exactly right, James. I think we have a chance to say, or the referee has a chance to say to us, what exactly was the foul? And so they can explain to us what they're looking for. Then we can see it on tape and continue to coach it. You know, I know that all 32 teams are dealing with the same things, and we're trying to all coach it the right way. And I know the officials are trying to call it the right way. So we'll just continue to coach it. And I think the officials out here for the past 2 days have done a really good job of explaining it to us.